Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this time around on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had top 40 songs in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from three artists: Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, With the Supremes and Without, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Love was a day, I'd find myself. must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside?
Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory with Stevie Wonder. That was Master Blaster, Jammin', number 5 from 1980. Before that, Stevie's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, number 1 from 1973. And we started with Uptight, Everything's Alright, Stevie Wonder's number 3 tune from 1966. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had hits in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes from the 1960s. Well, from 1965 to 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes averaged at least one national television appearance or major concert a week. Not only were the Supremes regular guests on such popular pop shows in the United States as Shindig and Hullabaloo, but they were on mainstream programs also, such as Sunday Night's Ed Sullivan Show, The Tonight Show, The Hollywood Palace, and countless other variety shows where they were married up in performances with show business legends like Pearl Bailey and the Andrews Sisters. Early on, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, decided that the group's major television appearances would feature their latest hit and a Broadway show tune or standard. They soon became steady headliners at top Las Vegas venues and supper clubs around the world, including the Copacabana and London's Talk of the Town, and other Motown acts followed suit. Well, here is In and Out of Love, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Radio with Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
I can't cover up my feelings in the name of love or playing safe. For a while that was easy. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand, this time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please, but now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers, at least I know I'll take my share of chances. Ain't no use in holding on when nothing stays the same.
Diana Ross, on her own at this time, with It's My Turn, reaching number 9 from 1980. Before that, Diana's Love Hangover, a number 1 song from 1976. And back in 1967, with the Supremes, In and Out of Love, number 9 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had hits in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, a Marvin Gaye hit from the 1960s, Ain't That Peculiar? Well, during the 1960s, Marvin favored romantic, sometimes sensuous ballads. He felt that his desire to move into a more mainstream, sophisticated style was hindered by Motown's emphasis on hits. For a performer as unenthusiastic about some of his material as Marvin later claimed to be, he gave almost every song he ever recorded an inspired reading. Here is Marvin from the 1960s, right here on Motown Memories.
baby, how clear as can be. Oh, you tell me life should be obvious to me. But I'm so much in love with you, baby, till I don't want to see. That things you do and say are designed to make me blue. It's a doggone shame my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger? Ain't that peculiar, baby? Get my way.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh! Yourself to me can never be wrong.
Motown Memories from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Marvin Gaye, with the only top 40 song that he didn't have on the Motown record label, was on the Columbia record label, Sexual Healing, reaching number 3 from 1982. He was murdered by his father later that year after this song was released. Before that, Marvin's number 1 from 1973, Let's Get It On, and we started with Ain't That Peculiar, number 8 from 1965. You've found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we've featured three artists with a top 40 song from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up during the second half of Motown Memories, we'll feature two more great artists coming up right here on Motown Memories.